Thank you for listening back to the Geekly Chronicles.
This episode was recorded on the 16th of June, 2017.
This version of the show is the same Geekly you know and love, minus all of the bits where we played music.
Since, you know, we like artists to get paid fairly for their work.
If you want to hear this show as you would have heard it live, songs and all, check out our Mixcloud channel at mixcloud.com/GKLYCO.
Enjoy the show.
Hello!
Hello!
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hello.
Are you well? You all good?
Oh, I think we all are. Oh, wow. In a week where a machine finally managed to play the perfect game of Ms. Pac-Man.
Ooh. Finally.
Finally.
It's been years.
And the week that the GIF turned 30. Oh, yes. I say GIF.
No. Controversial. And in the week in which, yes, I said controversial, in the week in which a proud mum trimmed her bush into the shape of her son's face.
In all those weeks.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
In all those weeks, it is the Geekly Chronicles. Hello.
Hi. How are you doing? It's been a couple of weeks.
Should we do this
again? Well, we're here often.
Yes. This episode, we have all your favourite features like Would You Fund It, Kid Politician, and a fiendish game of geeks.
We will also be joined later by the inspirational Josh Quigley, a.k.a. the Tartan Explorer, as he walks from Batley to Edinburgh for the Great Big Walk.
And as always, we'll be talking about the latest news from the world of general geekery, as well as a bit about what's going on in the rest of this and many other universes.
Indeed.
Oh, it's going to be a great night. but first, I'm enjoying myself.
Won't be the first dubious accent you hear this evening.
No, but first, here's a little something to give you all of you, that Friday feeling. Oh, love that song.
It's a good song.
Oh, it's got me in the mood.
Excellent.
It's time once again, though, for our fictional foray into crowdfunding.
Ooh.
Every week, we take an idea that you, the listeners, have sent in to us, and we turn it into a pitch throughout the show. You get to vote on whether or not you'd fund it.
And given some of the things we've had so far this series, I'm glad we're not doing this for real money.
I don't know. I do buy a lot of random stuff.
I actually think that tonight's idea might be something we'd all invest in.
Mm.
Unless it's got something to do with food, I'm not interested.
Prepare to be interested.
Ooh.
That was an interesting noise you just made there. This week,
that was my interesting noise.
I see. I thought it was your like friendly ghost haunting
noise. It sounded a lot like Casper.
Anyway, this week's Would You Fund It suggestion was sent in by James, who said, a machine that could make breakfast would make my mornings so much easier.
Well, James, we agree. And so here's our pitch for you all this week.
Thanks for last night. That was really special.
Would you like some breakfast?
Wow. You're going to cook me breakfast too.
Hell no. I've got an app for that.
Hang on, a what?
Brekkiebot.
Brekkiebot.
A cook breakfast for two, please.
Hello, little robot. Can I have my eggs poached, please?
Brekkiebot.
Mmm, something's smelling good.
Brekkiebot.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Brekkiebot.
Almost ready now. Wow, you've outdone yourself, Brekkiebot.
Brekkiebot.
Hang on, can you smell something burning?
Yeah, let me go and see one. Oh, what the hell, Brekkiebot?
Brekkiebot.
What's it done?
I told it to do the dishwasher, and it's filled it with bacon and sausages and set it alight.
Brekkiebot.
Oh, poor little robot. It was only following orders.
But my dishwasher!
Brekkiebot.
Call me, you beautiful breakfast-making dreambot.
Brekkiebot.
Oh dear. Brekkiebot seems to have had a somewhat adverse effect on that relationship.
Hey, that thing could make me breakfast all day, every day. There's just no contest. I don't even have a dishwasher to worry about.
Perhaps I should start putting recipes up on my Match.com profile.
It's a way of life.
Oh dear. Well, now you, the listeners, get to vote and decide whether Brekkie Bot should be funded or consigned to the scrap pile of dreams.
Ooh, harsh. You can head over to our website and vote at gkly.co/fundit, or you can vote using our Twitter poll at twitter.com/gklyco.
It's like Fox News, only we never promised factual accuracy.
Before we talk about the news, I just wanted to wish everyone a very happy Captain Picard Day.
Captain Picard Day.
Yes, it is a celebration of one of the finest role models humanity has to offer.
Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
I mean, he's just amazing. First off, he taught me how to have Earl Grey tea with a slice of lemon or on its own without dumping milk in it. I used to drink Earl Grey a lot and I used to put milk in it. Now I don't.
I still do.
See, you're not following
it the... It makes my cup all scummy if I don't put milk in it.
One true path of Captain Picard.
There isn't one true path. You can follow the Picard in any way you choose. As demonstrated by the children on the Starship Enterprise who made... You know, who express themselves and their admiration in multiple ways.
Have you made a Captain Picard doll?
No.
Have you made a Captain Picard banner?
No.
How are you celebrating this Captain Picard Day?
Mainly gifts.
Gifts. Oh!
Right.
Gifts.
Yes.
So, gifts are 30 years old.
Yes.
It's incredible.
I remember the first time I used a GIF. I made a website for a physics project back in the year 2000 and had a little moving car GIF on it. It was well cute.
I used GIFs really heavily on my first ever website, headings and everything. I was about 13, and I used Microsoft Front Page to create this awesome GeoCities page that I called Exploding Giblets, and it was where I put all of my funniest jokes.
Ah, Front Page.
Exploding Giblets.
Yep. It was amazing. It got about 8 hits, and I shut it down after a year. Yep. But what a year that was.
Mm-hmm. I bet. So, I mean, I thought GIFs had just sort of always been.
Nope. Believe it or not, they were invented. CompuServe introduced the GIF format on June 15th, 1987.
Yep. And for more facts for you, in September 1995, Netscape Navigator 2.0, my personal favourite browser of all time, I still use it on any machine that I can install it on, added the ability for animated GIFs to loop.
Well... And thus, the meme engine was born.
Yeah, I mean, before that, a GIF was just a very simple, here's a little animation now, it's ended. That revolutionized...
In that, with that sort of little sing-song.
Netscape changed
GIFs always sing-song.
Everything. What's your favourite GIF?
That's a tough question.
I mean, typing cat GIFs are always a win.
Yeah, I agree. Skylar, have you got a favourite GIF?
Well, I mean, the typing cat GIFs are good ones. I like the one of Michael Gove falling over quite a lot.
So I like anything that loops. So there's one particular GIF of David Tennant's Doctor Who just stood there, and David Tennant is perfectly still, but it's when he stood at the door at Donna's house.
Oh, and he's getting rained on.
He's getting rained on. And it's just like, it loops forever, and it's just like perpetual rain falling on David Tennant.
Perpetual sadness.
Yes.
That is a good one.
I don't think there's much that's sadder than, you know, David Tennant in the rain. You know, in GIF form.
I don't think there's much happier than David Tennant in a wetsuit, though. It's quite a fetching... Anyway.
Okay.
Moving on.
Although, well, I have just noticed that an argument has broken out in the chat room. About how it's pronounced. Obviously, this is a divisive issue.
I don't think it's divisive in this room, though, really.
Well, no, not really.
No, ha jalapeno says it's pronounced GIF.
No, sorry, it's not Pancake Day.
I used to call it GIF. I used to be a GIFer, but then I heard the person that created it call it a GIF, and it's kind of at that point.
I thought it was the person that created it that called it a GIF.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I think so.
I call that a GIF.
Well, we have tweeted a poll. Let us know how you pronounce it, and we will check in with the results of that if we care enough to do so. There's one way to pronounce it. But
so what was that news about Pac-Man, anyway? Moving away from GIFs or GIFs or lemons or plemons.
Right,
or
yeah.
SIF, as they now call it.
Ah,
yes, this is true. Although... I can't remember whether that's a lemon juice or a bathroom cleaner, but yes, Pac-Man, you know how good you are at it.
If by good you mean terrible, yeah.
Yeah, well, computers used to be about as good at playing it as, well, as you are, but that has all changed thanks to a Microsoft AI that just managed to play a perfect game of Ms. Pac-Man, scoring 999,990 points.
Incredible.
Whew, all the points.
Yeah.
I always found it a bit weird that they felt the need to release a Ms. Pac-Man. I mean, they should never have called it Pac-Man in the first place. It just gave them a problem. It should have just been Pac-Blob from the beginning, surely. Mm.
Well, it should have been, but times were different then. I'm sure nobody would be as ridiculous, sexist, or patriarchal in this day and age.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of the changing times, we'll be joining Kid Politician in just a few minutes to hear more about climate change in a post-Paris Agreement world.
But first, let's play another request.
Yeah,
yeah.
Keep getting those in with our chat room or on Twitter at GKLYCO. Chat room's on the website, the GKLY channel on Freenode. Let us know what you want us to play.
Yeah.
Play it for you.
Absolutely.
It's like Pokemon Go, but we're the legendaries and you can't catch us, even with a raspberry.
Hi, I'm Kid Politician. Every show, I take a look at the world of politics and give you my view. I mean, sure, I'm a kid, but aren't all politicians? This week, I want to talk about climate change. That's right, I said climate change. It's a thing. It exists. If you don't believe that, you've got to face some really inconvenient truths. First up, recycling. Do you recycle? Good. I'm going to assume you answered yes, because if you didn't, you're bad. I know it's hard, but as we find ways to recycle more, then it'll get easier. I don't do the recycling at my house. They give that job to my dad. That doesn't mean I don't want to learn about it. I've been in school for 7 years, and I know that they teach us all about it. So if you're claiming ignorance, you're literally less smart than me, an 11-year-old kid. It's not all on you, though. Business people and their businesses they run need to do a bit too. Small companies that earn like 50p a week, maybe not. But big companies like Tesco, they need to do their share too. So they have introduced tote bags, so you can recycle them. Thinking of bags, stop buying them. Seriously, if everyone has one of these tote bags, it'll stop buying plastic ones and from making more bags that make the environment warmer. Scientists are trying hard as well. It is gross as butts, but they've just discovered a worm that can eat plastic and it comes out again as environmentally friendly stuff that helps things grow. So it literally turns plastic into good stuff, even if it is gross worm poo. In April, the UK had its first month making electricity without coal. Ever. I think that's pretty great. Wind power is awesome, and we need more of it. Solar power too. It's totally something we can do. Last but not least, take care of the nature that's around you. You hug your mum, so why not hug a tree? I mean, without them, we would be dead. Literally dead. So until the day we evolve to breathe in all the harmful gases and fart out a new ozone layer, we should probably look after the planet a bit more. Do everything we can to make it a little bit better.
You're listening to... Oh, wait, what was it again? Oh, the Geekly Chronicles. And you'd get it in the end.
Oh, thanks to Elaine for that great request.
Yeah.
Further away from the world of GIFs and Pac-Man, there's been lots going on in the rest of the world over the past few weeks.
Yes.
Yes, there was that election.
No.
Are we still not allowed to talk about the that thing that happened here where we voted?
Absolutely not. The way I see it, until someone actually forms a government, we should treat it as if it is still going on.
And let's face it, there have been arguably more important things happening in the world than call her maybe.
Wow. Oh. Wow, really?
There have been, you're right, some brilliant, wonderful news and some less great.
Yes, like the tragic news many of you will have seen from Grenfell Tower in London this week.
We don't often like to cover bad news on this show, so let's not focus on the tragedy itself.
But the response from everyone, well, almost everyone, has been amazing. People have been sending food, clothes, blankets.
Yeah, and generally doing what they can to help rehome so many of the people who are now displaced as a result of the tragedy.
It's amazing to see people come together time and again in times of crisis. So we wanted to salute all of you who have and who are helping, from firefighters and medical professionals through to everyone that's just getting involved, donating and giving what they can.
Mm. And if you'd like to get involved and do something to help, a great website has been thrown together at grenfellsupport.wordpress.com. It tells you where you can send things, how you can volunteer to help, etc. The Red Cross have also put together a great post on how you can help with their efforts as well.
Yeah, and we'll tweet some links to help you find all of that on the Geekly Twitter account at GKLYCO on Twitter.
Yes, go have a look at that if you want to help. But now, going back just for a moment to Theresa May and that election. I said it, didn't I?
You did.
And that thing that shall not be named.
There you go.
That day of stuff. Kez, you sung a little song last time on the show that was very, it was very left wing, wasn't it?
Yeah, you got me. I was being very unfair and unbalanced and only talking from my own personal political point of view.
Well, people complained.
Really?
Really?
No, not really. But you should have seen the looks on your faces.
Not cool, Catherine. Not cool.
Come on. Well, fortunately, I think I can help here.
Oh?
Yeah. Well, just before the big votey thing, a lot of the polls that were coming out, the opinion poll sort of things, were showing that Theresa May was going to increase her lead.
Oh, yes.
And I think maybe, you know, given the results of that thing that happened that we know now, she was a little bit too sure about that fact. But we have exclusively been able to obtain a little song she wrote.
She wrote a song?
Yeah. You know when you have a little tune that kind of gets you pumped up, like maybe it's rock and roll or trashy pop or Coldplay, whatever it is.
I see.
Yes. It seems Mrs. May had a song of her own to get herself in the mood for the polling day. And we've been able to get it to play for you now.
Mm. Exciting.
Yes. Shall we have a listen?
Well, yeah, we could absolutely do if that exclusive button that we'd got had was working. But
let's give it a go, shall we?
You trust me with negotiations on the global stage. I'm trying to get the perfect deal for Brexit. The mandate hasn't changed. Why won't you trust me with negotiations on the global stage? I'm trying to get the perfect deal for Brexit. The mandate hasn't changed. I got one strong and stable idea that'll help me take back control, so I can get some more MPs and my lead increases. I'll win the seats, so I'll call a snap election today, and I'll set it for the 8th of June, and I can get the deal I want, cause I'll win on Thursday and do it my way. Closer the pollsters, they say that my lead's gone away, and the red in the polls gets closer. You can't trust the quotes, cause the youth say they'll vote, but they won't, and the polls get closer. We're gonna do great, I don't need to do TV debates, but it still creeps closer. I've done meet and greets in the marginal seats, but the polls get closer, 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 closer. We win a seat, and then they take it away. Labour's the one to beat, now UKIP's out of the game. Baby, if we lose our lead, it's just a matter of time before all the Corbynites come back to bite our behind. You can't reduce my majority.
You know that you won't, so give me your vote. We're in the same boat,
cause of my strength and stability.
You know that you won't, so give me your vote and keep us afloat.
You can't reduce my majority.
You know that you won't, so give me your vote. We're in the same boat.
The House of Commons is onto me.
You know that you won't, so give me your vote and keep us afloat.
Why won't you trust me with negotiations on the global stage? I'm trying to get the perfect deal for Brexit. The mandate hasn't changed. Why won't you trust me with negotiations on the global stage. I'm trying to get the perfect deal for Brexit. The mandate hasn't changed. You can reduce my majority.
You know that you won't, so give me your vote. We're in the same boat.
Cause of my strength and stability.
You know that you won't, so give me your vote. Keep us afloat.
You can't reduce my majority.
You know that you won't, so give me a vote. We're in the same boat.
The House of Commons is on to me.
You know that you won't, so give me a vote. And keep us afloat.
I quite enjoyed that.
Yeah, yeah, kind of catchy. A shame she didn't use it during her re-election.
You said it.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, looking further afield, great news from Canada this week.
They're finally building that wall to keep Trump out?
No.
They're making poutine an official export and we can order it right now.
Not quite. I'm going to stop you there because no, it's more awesome than anything that you're guessing. They have just passed a law to add gender identity and gender expression to the list of prohibited grounds for discrimination and also protect against hate propaganda based around gender.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yes, it is. It makes Canada one of only a handful of countries who have laws specifically protecting trans people and anyone questioning or experimenting with their gender identity.
It is amazing that it also covers propaganda too.
Kez, weren't you telling us the other week about Sophie LaBelle's Facebook page getting hacked?
Oh yeah, you were.
Yeah, it was targeted by people spreading messages of hate, and people were editing her amazing comics to contain messages of hate. She's the creator, if you don't know, of Assigned Male, a webcomic that I and many people love, and she's Canadian. So we can only hope that the laws like this go a long way to protect her and other people in that country, whether they're outspoken trans activists or just an average person sat thinking about their gender.
Is anyone really average?
Is anyone really gender?
And that's a pretty big debate right there.
Yes, it is, and one we are not going to get into tonight. But it's amazing that more of the world is getting more accepting of people just being who they want to be, however they define, and whatever they present as.
Now, there's something I think we can all agree on.
Definitely.
Mixed news this week too. It's been a year now since the murder of Joe Cox, one of the UK's most loved MPs. And while there's a lot to be sad about, the things that are happening this weekend in her memory are just fantastic.
Is this the great get-together?
Yeah, that's right. In celebration of Joe Cox's belief that we have more in common than we have dividing us. People all across the world, especially here in the UK, getting together for events of their choice.
Yeah, there's also the big lunch. Anyone can host a street party or lunch in their area and everyone is welcome to attend. It's sort of like a giant love-in all over the country and indeed the world, because there are events happening everywhere, with the idea that all we need to do to make the world a better place is to overcome our differences.
I think that's an amazing message. Sometimes I think people go, well, we're all the same, and no, obviously we're not. We all fall into different places on the many different spectrums of life, and it is wonderful that there's more out there to encourage us to celebrate those differences. I mean, even the three of us are pretty different. I like sandwiches.
I like bagels.
And, you know, I...
Ew. Oh.
Yeah, but anyway, there's loads happening in memory of Joe Cox this weekend, and we'll be touching on that with our next guest as well. He's been walking all this week in her memory.
But first, here's another request.
You're listening to the Geekly Chronicles. We'd do anything for our listeners, but not that. Never that. Well, Catherine might.
Oh, well, a fantastic response in the chat room to much of what's been said this evening. Actually, Short Not Simple has talked about us electing Kid Politician with the hashtag Kid Politician for President. I think I'd rather Kid Politician for PM, to be honest, because, you know, that would be... here.
Yes. Yeah. I'd be okay with that.
Not that I'm being selfish. I mean,
well, you know, President of the World.
President of the World.
Also an option.
Yes.
Also an option.
Yep. So Kid Politician for President of the World. I love the... I mean, it's been on for three episodes now. I love the Kid Politician segment. I think it's so refreshing to hear some just brilliant views.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also had some pretty incredible puns in the chat room.
Oh, it's been fantastic.
Skylar, please tell us about
those. Helping us avoid saying
you know,
things.
There's that word about that voting day that we can't say. But
got the klaxon button ready.
Uh-huh. Well, a few people have been suggesting ways to get around that. So long snake-like fish doing things, eel action.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Ignoring unwell mountain mammals, eel yaction.
Oh, dear.
Or these are all from Haha Jalapeno. Me tasting the warlord Attila, I licks hun.
I think my response to all of those is a very swift and loud. Ha ha jalapeno, you have been klaxoned.
Gosh.
Also, Bongella in the chat room has a bit of a quandary. It seems it's Dad's first Father's Day with new baby and no gift. So we need ideas, people.
What would a baby get a grown-up?
That's a good question.
A poopy diaper.
Okay, perfect. I'm pretty sure.
And I think they're free.
Yeah, I imagine the
baby
can
supply that. We have to buy the diaper.
That. Yeah.
And the food.
Are you suggesting that we send one? Because I'm not okay with that.
No.
We could just go rummage through somebody's dumpster and find one.
Wow, that took a turn.
Moving on from that.
What else would a baby get?
Swiftly on from that.
Get a dad for the first year.
Some kind of
sleep?
Spaghetti... mural.
Yep. Of all of the spaghetti that a baby would presumably have thrown around during eating it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty
good.
They
do
good
like
idea.
To sort of spread but it sort around of let, everywhere.
Sort of get some on a piece of paper and dry it with a hairdryer so that it goes like all crunchy and then put it in a nice frame.
That's actually not a bad idea.
And to decorate it further or to make a nice kind of background, you could put watercolour paint on the baby's hands and knees or whatever and have them crawl across a giant piece of paper to create a picture. That'd be cool.
That's actually quite a lovely
idea. Or just like handprints and footprints.
Yeah, that's
of
that's
the baby.
Nice one,
that's quite cute.
Mm.
That's really cute. And you can get those pictures that are sound prints. Have you seen those pictures that are like the waveform? Record the baby laughing and get a waveform picture in a frame. That'd be really cool.
Or it might be a bit last minute for that.
We're pretty good at this. Nah, you could print it off the internet. You could probably record it, screenshot it in some sound editing software, Photoshop it, print it out at like a photo printing place.
Pop to like a 24-hour supermarket and buy a cheap frame.
Mm.
Bosh.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I'm loving this. You've got like a whole day to get that sorted tomorrow. So
definitely.
What a great idea.
That did remind me of a pretty cool thing. But before I mention that, let's have a look at what people are suggesting in the chat room. Ha ha jalapeno suggests a Peppa Pig tie.
Or Peppa Pig cufflinks, short and not simple says.
Do
babies wear... the gift's not for the baby.
Yeah.
For
the dad. Bongella says, have you tried doing a baby's handprint? I assume it's difficult.
I haven't.
I've never given it a go.
I've never bought a baby before.
I suppose you could just fake one.
Fake a baby?
No, fake the handprint. So...
There you go, I faked a baby.
Okay.
It's not a handprint, though.
Yeah.
But you could fake the waveform. I mean, it's not like anyone's ever going to, know.
Although, that brings me on to the cool thing that I mentioned earlier, is that I'm not suggesting this as a Father's Day present, particularly not from a baby, but I did see on the internet that they are developing a prototype for an audio waveform tattoo that you can play.
Oh, I saw that too. Yeah, so you can use an app to scan in the tattoo and then it would play the waveform. Presumably it would work with a picture waveform as well, but...
I imagine so.
That is really cool.
You could just tattoo a QR code on yourself.
That's true. And then you could change it.
Yeah, but that wouldn't work offline.
Also true.
You'd need to stand next to a Wi-Fi router for the rest of your life.
Good point. I like that we've instantly gone to the implementation details of this tattoo. But
it's not called the Geekly Chronicles for nothing.
Absolutely.
I'm loving this QR code idea and the fact that you could change it. Because, people always say, you'll regret that tattoo as you get older.
It's like it could mean anything.
But you'd be like, well, I'll just change what it is then.
It's like your Instagram when you're young, and then it becomes your Twitter, and then it becomes your LinkedIn, and then it becomes your Wake. I don't know.
Okay. You can.
I did read a thing on the internet.
Oh about a
funeral director, an undertaker, who was preserving people's tattoos after they died.
Yeah.
So like taking the skin, preserving it and presenting it like in a frame for the family to keep, because obviously it's these pieces of artwork that just go with the person, which is quite sad.
I'm not entirely sure whether I think that's awesome or creepy.
I have a feeling we might have talked about it on the last show.
Did we actually talk about it? I thought we talked about talking about it and then we didn't talk about it.
We might have done.
Maybe it was a planning meeting you're thinking about. Now we're just having a planning meeting on air.
Excellent.
So.
I know, yeah. I mean, it's not cool, is it?
That's where all the best ideas come out.
But, yeah, well, true.
Also, some of the worst ones. But yeah, the tattoo thing, I find cool, personally. Yeah. Yeah, remember to get your votes in for Would You Fund It, by the way, and your requests and that sort of thing. Send them all in. Would You Fund It? gkly.co/fundit requests on Twitter at gklyco and of course in our chat room. And yeah, we'll be checking in with the results of Would You Fund It later in the show. And of course, we will be playing your requests throughout the evening. I did a hand gesture then that none of you could see.
It was very majestic.
Yes, throughout the
Anyone that's in the studio, aka the three of us,
yeah,
saw a beautifully majestic hand gesture there. Mm. Of course, very well suited for radio. This
yes,
very
definitely.
Well suited for radio.
I'm great at this.
Almost as good as the tumble fumble used to be.
Yes, here's a really visual thing. Let's talk about it.
Yeah,
on the radio.
Oh yes.
Can't say we don't know the format.
Speaking more of the radio, then should we play another song?
Yeah,
that'd be a good idea.
Yeah. So coming up very soon, we've got our interview with Josh Quigley, who is amazing. It's going to be fantastic to talk to him, and I'm hoping for a very special request actually.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a yeah.
I've
got my fingers crossed.
I think I can see, yeah, because of what we've talked about already. Yeah. Anyway, let's play another song first.
Joining us now on the show is a truly inspirational figure. After a battle with depression, he's been cycling all over Europe to raise awareness of mental health and is on a mission to reduce suicide rates around the world and help people find a path to happiness. And right now, he's in the middle of a 200-mile walk from Batley to Edinburgh in honour of the late MP Joe Cox. Live from the road, please welcome to the show Tartan Explorer Josh Quigley. Hello, Josh.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. How are you guys?
Oh, very well. Thank you very much.
Not bad. Not bad.
So tell us what got you started on this journey.
So around about 2015, I went through a really dark period in my life. Was suffering mainly with depression and had a really intense 6-month period where I was just really suffering quite badly. And I've been thinking about suicide quite a lot. And then one night on the 26th of May, 2015, I just was pushed past breaking point and just thought, you know what, I'm actually going to do it. I went out in my car and intentionally crashed at about 80 miles an hour into a concrete barrier and attempted suicide. The next day, woke up in hospital with no physical injuries at all, no cuts, no scratches, not even a bruise. And I just knew something kind of special had happened. And I never knew why, but I just felt like there was a reason I'd been kept alive. And a few months later, I came up with this idea that I was going to try and cycle around the world. So that really is the backstory and how I kind of started my journey.
Wow. I've heard your activities and your journeying recently described as finding a path to happiness. What does that really mean to you?
To me, what happiness means, I'm not sure if you'll get this, but there's a saying in Scotland about feeling pure, dead, brilliant. And so basically, that's what happiness means to me. Happiness is essentially just feeling good. Like, how good do you feel? I think it's really quite simple. I think we could spend hours and hours actually debating what happiness actually is. But rather, the thing I would rather talk about is actually how do we create it. So for me, happiness is feeling great, and then it's all about how do you actually create the conditions within your mind and within your life to actually help happiness exist.
How did you make it through so much cycling?
It was actually very simple because I just was in so much pain, and there was one time where I just was just pushed past breaking point, like a few months after the suicide attempt, where I just thought, you know what, I refuse to feel this way anymore, and I just knew that I had to find happiness. So it was like happiness or death, basically. That was it. I knew I was going to end up attempting suicide again if I never actually sorted myself out. So it was just, I had this huge burning desire for happiness within me, and I just went out there and thought, like, how the hell can I get this? What can I do to get happiness? So that was it. I think when I say, and I say to people a lot, is that you will overcome depression, you will overcome unhappiness when your desire for happiness is greater than the strength of that depression. See, when you want it more than anything in the world and you desire it more than anything, you will find a way to get it. That's my belief anyway.
Building on that, what was the most scenic place where you pitched your tent?
So there was a lot of nice places. I'd done 14 countries around Europe. But I'd have to say that Norway was probably the country that was my favourite in terms of scenery. I think one of the reasons why I liked it so much is because it was very similar to Scotland, actually. A lot of the west coast of Scotland was very similar to Norway. The way I used to describe Norway to people was that Norway is basically just Scotland on steroids. It's just like a much bigger Scotland, but it's just incredible. Some of the fjords and the mountains and the scenery in Norway was just out of this world.
Well, that probably does explain why in slightly more ancient history, the Nordic people tended to find themselves trying to invade Scotland quite a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been following along your journey online, and it's been epic. And I know that you post a lot of pictures with people that you met along the way. So as you were doing your journey, did you find that people that you met along the way were really willing to help you out and really interested in what you were doing?
Yeah, absolutely. It was just really all about people. So when I left Scotland, my whole life, I'd lived with my parents for 23 years, never even lived in a flat at university. And then got on the bike, cycled out in my front garden. And for 9 whole weeks, I was hosted by a different family every single night from Scotland all the way to Sweden. And in total, I was hosted over 200 times by families in 14 countries. And probably the best story out of all of that was a couple that I stayed with in Copenhagen. They hosted me when I was cycling through Denmark. And we kept in touch and became really good friends. And they actually invited me back to their wedding. They got married just earlier this year. So I went back to Copenhagen for their wedding, and they've just now had 2 baby girls, twin girls. So I'm going back to visit them again, the girls. So yeah, just there's some amazing stories like that, and that's just one out of like hundreds.
Oh, that's really lovely. Yeah. What a fantastic story. Kind of moving away from the cycling, you've been walking recently too, haven't you? Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, so I'm currently taking part in a challenge called the Great Big Walk, which is a couple hundred mile walk from Batley in West Yorkshire back home to Edinburgh. So there's an event this Sunday called the Big Lunch, which you may have heard of, which is basically the UK's biggest get-together. And it's just basically trying to encourage people to get into their communities and have lunch with their neighbours. Like, that's the really simple the idea that it is. There's about 7 million people taking part last year, and we're expecting about 10 million this year. So it's just an incredible event. And what they've done this year for the first time, it's been running since 2009, they thought, let's organise a big walk where we'll have 5 teams of people coming down to Batley, West Yorkshire, and walking home in time for the big lunch, basically building up an appetite for the lunch, which is going to be the Sunday. So the reason that we started in Batley, West Yorkshire, is because that's the constituency of Joe Cox, MP. Yeah. And Brendan Cox, Joe's husband, is a big part of the Joe Cox Foundation. And they were involved with a thing called the Great Get Together, which takes place this weekend, which is again just trying to encourage people to get into communities and surround themselves with people and their neighbours. So we went down to start in Joe's constituency, which was quite nice for us actually. And it just felt quite emotional actually doing that, just being down there where it all happened. And I think that Joe did famously say that we had more in common than that would divide us. And I think that's really out. So over the last 3 weeks, we've been walking through towns and villages and stopping in at community projects and meeting some of the amazing people in this country who are doing great work in their community, because I think that 99% of the people in this country are great, amazing, loving, kind, caring people. But somehow there's like this 1% of us who are maybe not so nice, but it's all we seem to talk about and all we hear about in the media. So I think it's been nice to try and shine a light on all the good that's going on, and that's really what the Great Big Walk's about. And so we're actually on the last day today. We're in Queen's Ferry in Edinburgh, and we're just about to walk into the city where we'll end the walk, and just in time for the big lunch on Sunday. So yeah, it's been incredible, and it's been a wee bit different for me because I'm used to cycling. It's a whole different type of fitness. I think everybody thinks that just because I've cycled so much that the walk would be really easy, but it's completely different. You're using different muscles, but it's just been an amazing experience. I think being used to doing solo challenges, spending a year cycling in Europe, doing a lot of camping on mud, I've been surrounded by people on this one, and there's 4 or 5 of us walking. It's just been, yeah, it's been incredible. And it sounds a bit cliche, but it's been a life-changing experience for me, and I think it's going to influence what I do in the future on the bike and on feet.
That's wonderful. Really, really amazing to hear that. And we all are huge fans of that whole initiative. And I love a good lunch as well, so the idea of the lunch on Sunday is very appealing. I don't think I've ever walked for 200 miles to work up an appetite for lunch before. What are you looking forward to eating the most after 200 miles of walking?
It's a good question. Oh, I'll be back in Edinburgh, so maybe something a wee bit local. I've been walking through England, so I'll maybe treat some of... There's a few English boys on the team, so maybe treat some of them with some haggis. Where in Rome.
Lovely. Well, thank you for taking the time while you're on your walk to join us. It's really cool. Do you have any advice for people who might be listening who are also battling with depression?
Yeah, maybe a few things I could say. The first thing that I would say is that it's okay to feel the way you're feeling right now. There's nothing wrong with having depression or not feeling happy. It happens to so many of us. So the first thing to understand that you're not the only one and there's so many people out there doing it. The second thing to say is probably you have to have hope. You have to believe that it will change and things can get better. If you don't have any hope that it will get better, then the truth is it will never happen. Probably the third and final thing that I would say is that once you understand there's other people out there who feel like that and that you can change, is that you have to go out there and do it. A huge part of my message is personal responsibility and people taking action. The only reason I managed to make a recovery in the way I did is because I did actually make huge changes in my life. I used to be drinking a lot of the time. I never exercised. I didn't really do anything proactive to look after my mental health. Now, like, my number one priority in life is my own health. I spend a lot of time exercising, eating well, make sure I'm reading, doing things like mindfulness and meditation. So I think there's so many things out there that can help you, but I think you do sometimes have to go out there and put the work in because it's not going to just happen on its own. So I try to, like, give people a nice message of hope and say, like, you can do it, but I think also at the same time you have to understand that you want to make changes in your life, it's going to take hard work. But I kind of say that hoping that people will feel empowered. Yeah, that's probably my message for anybody out there.
And what about our listeners who maybe haven't experienced this, but would love to help?
Yeah, I think something I actually say a lot, I do some public speaking, and I say that if you've never had depression, then you're probably never going to understand it. I think you just have to accept it. But I think you just have to do your best to try and put yourself in the person's shoes. And I think it's just all about showing people that you care and that you're there for them. Just, like, you don't underestimate the power of a simple hello. Like, I've heard the stories of people, there's an organisation in America called The First Hello. It's basically just about encouraging people to say hello to other people. Like, when you're walking down the street and you see someone walking past you, just even smiling at that person, like, you don't even know them, that can have such a huge impact on someone else's life. You don't know what that person's going through in that moment. That person could even be on their way to end their life. And you just saying hello to them could actually make them feel like, you know what, there's actually people out there that care about me. So I think that it's all about just trying to understand as best as you possibly can and also just try to show love and compassion, basically. I think that's it.
And should we all get on our bikes and try to cycle the globe, having done it yourself?
The answer is no. This is a big part of my message. I think that what I try to do is, like, the kind of person I am, I've always been very ambitious. Come up with ideas that are going to be things like cycling around the world or running around the world or walking around the world. But for everybody else, it's not about that. I don't want to make people think like they have to do that. All I want is somebody, right, who's got depression and who's sitting listening to this and they've never cycled a bike in their life. I don't want them to think they have to go and cycle around the world. What I want them to do is to actually think, do you know what? Could I maybe cycle 10 miles to my work, 5 miles there and 5 miles back? Could I do that? Could I actually join the gym and exercise 3 times a week and start to feel a wee bit better? Could I pick up that book that might change my life? It's just little small things like that. I think one of the problems in society is that people never take the first step. They're scared. Like, I get asked a lot, like, Josh, I'd love to do what you do. How did you do it? Like, how did you start to even try and cycle around the world? And I say, it's actually very simple. I got a bike on it and I started pedaling. It really is that simple at times. I think people think that these things are so hard and difficult, but you really just have to start. I think people don't take the first step because they're scared of failing. And my kind of whole belief in failure is that all I ever try to do is try. Like, when I was trying to cycle around the world, it wasn't about cycling around the world. I was trying to cycle around the world. And that's the thing, you can never fail and all you try to do is try. When I started my cycle, the goal was, can I cycle around the world? I got 10,000 miles in and 14 countries later and decided to come home. But when I started the cycle, I was majorly depressed. I thought about suicide every day. And when I came back, I was incredibly happy. I was healthy. I had a huge appreciation for life. So how could that ever be a failure? It's impossible to fail because you either succeed in what you try to do or you just learn a ton about yourself. So just go for it. Don't be afraid to take the first step. It's always the hardest one. Once you've done that, the second, the third, the fourth and the fifth come very easy.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. We really appreciated your words of wisdom and wish you the best of luck with your continued walk. Now, to get you pumped up for the remaining few miles of the walk to go, is there a song that we can play for you?
Well, given what I'm doing today, it's got to be the Proclaimers 500 miles.
We will play that song for you gladly now. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, guys. Cheers.
Good luck.
Quite right.
Da la da.
Da da da.
Da la da.
Da da da.
Dun 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 dun. I was in two minds about whether or not I should condone that. thank you. Thank you so much, Josh, thank you so much, Josh, for coming on the show to talk to us about your cycling and your walking.
Yes, thank you very much, Josh. It was insightful and inspirational. Thank you.
Absolutely. And, he mentioned in the interview about the great get-together and all of the things that are happening in memory of Jo Cox this weekend, as it is the anniversary of her murder. And if you're in the UK and you are familiar with the TV programme The Last Leg, which is on Channel 4 just after we go off air at 9 o'clock, they're having a special giant get-together street party down on the South Bank, just outside their studio, which is quite cool. They've got some amazing guests lined up, including Nick Clegg, Alistair Campbell, John Richardson, Stephen Mangan, Catherine Ryan, various other people. Elbow are going to be performing.
Well, I know what we're going to have on in the editing suite when we're putting the show ready for podcast format.
That's
later.
That's nice, because even if people can't get out to take part in a physical get-together, you can still feel part of something bigger. And
that's amazing.
I think that's really cool.
So that's the Last Leg Reunited Kingdom coming up after this show, but on Channel 4, not on this website.
Not on the Geek Chronicles,
But you can find out all about the events that are being held near you if you go to greatgettogether.org, which we have tweeted a link to, and find out what's going on in your area, or arrange one of your own. They've got some sort of kits you can download.
That was really exciting.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing... I love Elbow anyway, so look forward to seeing them perform. Yeah. Remember, of course, to get your votes in for Would You Fund It?
Yes.
Tell us if you would fund James's Brekkie Bot idea. Brekkie Bot. That was not that was my voice, honest. Get your votes in at gkly.co/fundit, or, of course, go to our Twitter account and click on our Twitter poll.
You might have to do a bit of scrolling.
Scrolling. What?
Yeah, just like that. Everyone knows that I'd fund it. I'd fund it hard.
Blimey.
With that in mind, are we allowed to talk about polling day if it's something entirely non-political?
How non-political is non-political?
Well, Pornhub.
Right. Good start.
They are, of course, the data scientists behind the pornography industry. They have released some very interesting stats about our browsing habits here in the UK last Thursday.
What, the browsing habits of us three personally?
No.
Oh, dear.
It would have just been all pictures of sandwiches for me. The browsing habits of Brits in general during a general... I'm not going to say that word.
But this generally sounds like something, we could talk about.
Right.
I think so.
So, I don't know if I want to know the answer to this, but what happened? Does politics get Britain in the mood?
No.
No. No polls weren't pitching any tents.
Wow.
It doesn't seem to be that way, no. Apparently, Pornhub traffic from the UK was down 14% on normal Thursday
14%.
Levels.
That is quite a lot, really.
Oh, what are other people doing with their time? But the most surprising revelation for me in all of this story was that there is a star of the adult movie.
Carefully put.
Who is called Theresa May.
Right.
So there is a famous porn star called Theresa May.
I realise the listeners can't see me because this is radio, having talked about how many visual gags I make, but I did just shudder.
I think I need to hear a song to sort of scrub that mental image from my mind palace.
No.
I think that might be a very good idea.
It's the Geekly Chronicles. It's like the Archbishop of Banterbury and a Bantasaurus Rex and a Bantz baby, and it's like top, innit?
What a great version of that song.
Absolutely. Yeah. Love a bit of Pentatonix.
Oh, lovely.
I've just found out as well, that Last Leg special I was talking about earlier, Nicola Sturgeon and Ruth Davidson, the leaders of the Scottish National Party and the Scottish Conservative and Unionist Party, respectively, are going head-to-head in a lift on the show later.
Excellent.
I don't know what head-to-head means, but it's happening.
In a lift as in... In an elevator, as in a metal box.
In a little confined metal space.
Suspended on a cable.
Well, that's the one.
I believe that is what they refer to as love in an elevator.
Mm.
Now there's a song we could play. Maybe not. But there have been lots of political tropes this week, obviously.
Yes, politics has been happening.
Given that thing that we're not going to mention, all over the world politics have been happening. I mean, there's loads of going on with our dear friend Donald J. Trump, as always.
Yes.
Lots of things that he is either doing badly or just doing and being bad about. But there's politics happening everywhere. But the great thing that has spawned as a result of the
that thing here
almost set off the alarm is that people are memeing harder in the UK than they ever have before with politics, which I'm quite enjoying. Love
this
a good meme.
Something which we have discovered recently, I was talking moments ago about the SNP, but one of their MPs, Mari Black, she was the youngest MP in Parliament when she was first elected, and she's an SNP MP, as I said. But people have been wondering what it would be like if we had access to her Google search history.
Okay, so a bit like that account... That we talked about.
Yeah, Ryko Googling. We talked about that on the Tumble Fumble, probably.
Two series ago.
One of the first things we ever talked about on that, I think.
Yes. Exactly like that. There is an account called Mari Googling.
Wow.
Which we shall be retweeting. Mari Black Googles is the title of it, but it's tweeted things like Trident Submarine Scrap Metal Value.
Is resigning a sin?
Why is the UK spending 10 times more to renovate Westminster than it cost us to build a brand new parliament?
That is actually a fairly valid question.
Yeah. Is it true that Margaret Thatcher invented midges?
No, but she did invent ice cream.
Yes,
Not ice cream at all, but she invented Mr. Whippy, soft serve ice cream.
That. How to cryogenically freeze yourself until Scotland is independent.
Ah, now that, I'd imagine, would be quite a popular search.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you're listening and you're Scottish, or indeed we'll get Josh back on the line.
Certainly pro-SNP.
I like this one. How many elections until Christmas?
Yes, that's a very, very popular
tweet.
I think
maybe one. I think probably definitely one.
At this rate...
Just one more election to go.
Yay. Yeah. And let's just hope nobody calls a referendum between now and then.
Fingers crossed.
Odds of Skeletor as next Tory leader.
I'd say 90% probably.
Oh dear. Yeah. So that's the thing you can enjoy. We'll be retweeting some of the hits from that, but that's at Mari Googling, MHAIRI, and then Googling.
What are your favourite? There have been loads of other political memes over the years. What have been some of your favourites?
Over the years, gosh, that's...
Oh, it's got to be like Ed Balls Day.
Yes.
Ed Balls Day is one
of
my faves.
That's a good one.
Did a little Ed Balls song once to celebrate Ed Balls Day.
Oh, I didn't
know. Nice.
I did.
Wow. We should play that on the show if we were the sort
if you can ad-lib for a minute, I'll even find it.
I'll just stall for a bit, this being how we do this show. Ed Balls Day is a good political thing.
I can't remember what day it actually is.
No, I'm sure if you Google it, it will tell you. I think it's put it in that like, calendar. That's a good one. I've seen a lot of nice memes about, because, you know, to reopen Parliament, the Prime Minister has to go and talk to the Queen. There have been some memes about the Queen's reaction to the proposed new governments Theresa May have come up with. Which
I think some of them we probably can't broadcast.
Probably not.
Or shouldn't broadcast.
Yes. I'm sure you can find those online. But yeah, political memes, honestly.
We missed Ed Balls Day. It was April 28th.
I didn't. I think I tweeted for it.
I might have tweeted for it, but...
Well, you know,
we
weren't
back.
Series
show wasn't
just
back.
Missed Ed Balls Day.
Yes.
In its hiatus status.
Hiatus status. Nice. Uh-huh.
This but, is yeah. how I stall.
But political memes have been, they say, like, this was the election in which the most young people had voted for a very, very long time. And a lot of that is down to sort of engagement with social media. And I'm pretty sure memes play a big part in that.
I mean, Ha Ha Jalapeno in the chat room says, I'm part responsible for Ed Ball's Day. And I'm so sorry. Well, we need to know more now, obviously.
Yes.
How are you part responsible?
Fascinating.
Exactly.
Absolutely fascinating. But yeah. When I just said that thing about memes possibly being responsible for a lot of engagement with politics, I'm pretty sure I know someone who wrote a dissertation about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
10,000 words on memes in politics. So, you know, I will have to find that out.
10,000 words.
I will have to find that out and, you know, maybe get a copy because it's interesting.
Or, you know, perhaps that's a potential show guest.
Yes.
Political
I
memes.
Love how we've just gone back to a planning meeting right on air. Have you found this song?
No, I can't find it.
Do you think
it.
It's likely oh. that you will?
I'm searching.
Or do you think we should, you know, play a different song?
That might be a good idea.
Yeah, no, I can't. Let's play a different song. So you were talking a bit about the last leg.
Yes, I was. Thing. And who they've got on this evening. I mentioned Elbow would be performing.
One of my favourite bands. And there's a very overplayed Elbow song that was part of the Olympics. So I'm not going to play that one. But here's
good
another
choice.
One that I rather enjoy.
You're listening to the Geekly Chronicles. Presenter versus presenter. Geek versus geek. It's a showdown of... Well, it's a showdown. It's Game of Geeks.
Ooh, yes.
Mm. That time again, huh?
Batten down the hatches and set your phasers to stunning. It's time for this week's installment of Game of Geeks.
To the victor, the spoils.
And to the loser, my washing up.
Aw.
Well, like I said earlier, I don't have a dishwasher.
This is true. As always, I will pit Kez and Catherine against one another in a race that's tighter than your average general election. I did it again. I mean, I'm the quiz master.
Nobody is immune.
Fair enough. I'll remember that when it comes time to add up the points. Anyway, there will be three rounds, many points up for grabs, and one winner at the end of the quiz. But to play the game, we need buzzers. So, this week, Catherine goes...
Beautiful.
Do you know, it's actually illegal to play any song that isn't Scotland the Brave on bagpipes. That's not true. And Kez goes... Nice.
What both sound equally beautiful to me.
Now, why does Kez have a buzzer that's me playing the bagpipes?
That's a good question.
Fine. Well, like I said, they both sound equally beautiful.
Just as our scores are equally beautiful at the moment.
Mm.
But not for long.
Lovely.
Let's get going before the smack talk gets unbearable. Yes, you are on one show each at the moment as we go into Game of Geeks in episode number 3. So let's see how things change. With this one, 3 rounds, as I said, let's begin with the first. This is the music round.
It's very exciting.
Ooh. A Series 6 Game of Geeks favourite.
Forgot my notepad again.
Got my hand right here on the buzzer.
No. So I'm going to play you 4 bits of songs, mm-hmm. and I want you to tell me the connection between all of the songs.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Fingers on buzzers, 4 clues. Here's the first. Okay. It's just the little toot at the end that makes it all the more amusing.
Is it incorrect names?
It's not incorrect names.
Okay.
No.
I hadn't even heard that song, so I was just going by the
name. No, I'm like, what?
No idea what that is.
Okay, I'll play you clue number 2,
please.
See what you can get. Catherine.
Why not? I'm going to go for fruit.
Oh!
I was about to buzz with the exact
same
thing.
That is a bold guess. And it's correct. Coming in after 2 clues, you get 3 points. Well done, Catherine.
Crikey.
Yeah, the answer was fruit. We didn't get to hear some other excellent tracks, which included...
What might they be? I want to guess.
Oh, go on, have a guess.
I now can't think of any other fruits in songs.
Well, I was going to say anything like Strawberry Fields Forever.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah.
Knew that was going to be one.
I'm trying to think, are there any songs that have banana in it?
But anything by Bananarama.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Although Skylar's usually quite consistent with,
yeah,
you know, is it artist or song?
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, and this time it was song. So I didn't do Bananarama, but I did do
Raspberry Beret, of course. Hey.
Bit of Prince.
Look, I'm sorry, but nobody actually finds a raspberry beret in a second-hand store. I've been into lots of second-hand stores. I barely see a beret. And when I do see a beret, they're never raspberry-coloured or contain raspberries or have raspberries on top of them.
So what is Prince getting at? That it's just a bit sort of moth-eaten looking.
Yeah, moth-eaten beret. That is how the song
should
go.
Well, I see. Well...
So Catherine steals my points.
Yes.
There.
Coming in after two clues, Catherine gets 3 points.
Just because she pressed the buzzer at the same time as me.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
All right. Let's move on.
Hit mine even harder this time.
Let's move on to the next question. And here's the first clue. Because you're a sky. Because you're a sky.
The only thing I could think of was just some... Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Songs
on the
that...
first clue for 4 points.
Songs that get you pumped up before giving a talk.
Oh, now you see, I might have guessed that, but it's, you know, one of those in-jokey,
yes,
excluding our listeners things.
Yeah, we...
that, you know, I would never do.
It gets me pumped up before a talk, though.
I happen to know it on good authority. It gets at least one other person pumped up before a talk as well. But yep, that is not the connection, I'm afraid.
All right, what's next?
Although,
then?
Now that I look at the... Well... You know, it could have been, maybe, but that's not what I've got written down.
Okay.
So here's the next clue for a potential 3 points. That was quick. Kez.
Stars.
Is the right answer coming in.
Right. Shocker.
You should really have guessed that one the first
stars
time around.
Yeah.
So what could the other ones be?
We got to hear a solid 2 seconds of one of my favourite Amy Donald
songs.
All right,
go on.
Under stars. You've already got it right.
I know, I just thought I'd interrupt.
That was Under Stars by Amy McDonald. Look it up
but
when you're not, you've not got
what else
the buzzer.
I'm trying to think, where else is Starman, David Bowie?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
I didn't
pick that one. But yeah, that would have been a good guess. Any others?
No.
I'm drawing a blank.
There's got to be hundreds of thousands.
There's
got to
be bajillions of
songs.
There are quite a lot, I'm going to be honest. I went with... Everything that kills
me makes me feel alive. I don't really know this song.
This is Counting Stars by One Republic.
Who?
Okay, that really wouldn't have helped me.
Who's One Republic?
Maybe I should have put that one in the first.
that would have lasted a bit longer.
But one that I'm definitely expecting you to know, Kez.
Stars. Ah, yes. In their multitude.
Yes, stars from Les Miserables.
Scarce to be counted. Filling the darkness with order and light.
And
you
so
are
on.
The sentinels.
Can't make her stop with a buzzer.
There we go. Way to get me to shut up. I pressed my own buzzer.
Yes. But coming in after two clues, you get 3 points. Well done, Kez.
Exciting. Do I get an extra point for the singing?
So where are we now? Are we...
You are neck and neck as
neck
we go into music question number three.
It's a double necker.
Gosh. Well, I mean,
what about an Elvis Presley song?
This has gone quite quickly, so I'm wondering if maybe the music questions are a bit easy this time around.
Maybe.
But let's go into the next one. So fingers on buzzers. Here's the first clue. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Kez.
Songs containing kitchen appliances.
Songs containing kitchen appliances.
Yeah.
I want that to be the answer.
Well, it's not the answer, but talk me through why you said that.
Well, that song talks about microwave ovens and colour TVs and stuff, doesn't it? And refrigerators and...
Yeah.
True. Yeah, makes sense.
This is the only song I can think of ever, which is probably why it's not the answer, that has a chorus that repeats several times throughout the song that just talks about microwave. It's just like, basically, like, I need to write a song really quickly. We've got a deadline tomorrow. It looks around the kitchen and goes, right, microwave oven, colour TV, refrigerator, vacuum cleaner.
I think it was actually written... It was inspired by people talking in an appliance shop, because obviously they have like MTV on in the appliance shop, and it was like overheard and written about what the guys in the shop were talking about.
That's a really interesting.
I think that's it. Oh, well. I don't know if I dreamed that or whether that was an actual interview I listened to.
Well, can we hear more of the song? Because I quite like that one.
Yeah, I'll play it again.
Thanks.
Good track, isn't it?
Anyway, next.
Yes, clip. Let's move on. That connection works with none of the others that I've got written down, I'm afraid. So here's clue number two. Wow. I need to write harder questions. Kez.
Songs about work.
No.
Oh, okay.
Not the answer, I'm afraid.
Darn. I was half expecting it to be...
I recognise the intro, but I'm not thinking of what the song actually is.
Well, I'm going to play a little bit more of it. Kez cannot buzz in now for this clue, so I'm going to play a little bit
more. I've already buzzed in for the clue, Catherine.
Catherine can't either.
I'll play a bit more
of the song, but here it is. Oh, sorry. Wrong button.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Clue number three. I'm pretty sure Catherine got it just on clue number two.
Well,
but
money.
It's the right answer.
See, I was going to say that, but we heard a little snippet of, yeah, never mind.
Good
work.
So that is the answer. You get 2 points coming in after the third clue.
That's right.
That third song that we heard less than a second of.
Yeah, what was that?
I am just going to play that for the benefit of the listeners. I'm going to pop
some tags. Only got $20 in my pucket.
Yeah. Macklemore, thrift shop. This is awesome. Indeed. Turns out there's a radio edit of that.
What was the last song then?
Have a guess. Go on.
Oh, that song where the guy's like, I need a dollar and a story and that one.
I Need a Dollar by Aloe Black. No,
yes,
that is another good suggestion, but no.
We're writing it for you here.
Yeah, I don't know why I bother doing the questions.
Just give us a theme and see how many songs we can name.
Yeah, that would be like reverse gimmick.
No. What's that thing that's on the TV where they have to like list stuff?
The Generation
That's awesome.
Game?
No.
A cuddly toy.
It's that guy that does DIY SOS that hosts
Nick
it.
Knowles.
Yes.
That BBC One.
You watch
it's on with the lottery.
Too much daytime TV, yeah. Both of you.
I'm addicted to quiz shows. I've only seen that one once, and that's because my mum had it on.
The fourth song I was going to play was this one. It's not about the
money. You've already lost.
Yeah.
Is it money?
It is, but Catherine already got it. Although I feel slightly... That's Price Tag by Jessie J. Although I feel slightly disingenuous because the chorus of that begins with... It's not about the money. So,
Well, it's not as if your Stars songs didn't all start with Stars.
That's very true.
True.
But that one was definitely telling us it's not about the money.
It is not about the money.
But it was.
Money. But that
it's
was
about winning.
That was the answer, and Catherine gets 2 points coming in after three clues. I'm hoping this one is a teeny tiny bit harder.
Yeah.
So this is the last music question. 4 points available for the first clue. Here it goes. Fingers on buzzers. I'm willing to bet that it's not the song that you think it is.
Yep, just realised that as I realised that there was a note less in it than previously.
Because I think I know what song you think it is, but it's not that one. What are you going to guess?
Would you like to know what song I thought it was first?
Yeah.
Angels, Robbie Williams.
Oh, interesting. Not what I went with, but what were you going to guess?
It wasn't that, I'm assuming.
Yeah, what was your guess?
Well, I was thinking angels or angelic bodies, but obviously not that if it wasn't the wrong Williams.
So can we hear a bit more
like
of that,
that
even
song,
though we won't be able to buzz?
Yes.
Okay.
I shall turn your buzzers off, and here's the song.
If I could wait, fly,
Yeah.
I'd be coming right back home to you.
So that's clue
number
one.
Do they know? It's very similar.
Yeah, yeah. That's One Direction, would you believe it? Anyway, here's clue number two.
Don't look at me like that. I'm trying to win here. You buzzed in early. Flight, flying, flying stuff, flight.
No.
Okay, but it was Ryanair. It's very easy jet.
Easy jet.
It's the next one, easy like Sunday morning. So it's easy jet.
No. None of those even? None of those were even close to the right answer.
So what is the second song?
Yeah, I'll play a little bit more.
We're like playing on some kind of weird backlog.
Yes. I'm enjoying this, but here's the second clue. Quite a sad song, isn't it?
Next clue.
Yeah, let's move on.
Clue number three.
Pressing my buzzer.
Cares.
Birds.
No. Ah. Do you know what the third song was?
No.
I'm beginning to see your problem with this round is that not listening to the clue is kind of a problem. Did you try and buzz there, Catherine?
Yeah.
Catherine.
Something about, like, going to be with a person.
Oh.
Going to be with a person.
Because there was definitely something about, like, going home in the first one. And that one was like, mm-hmm. Oh, if I could be close to you. And...
See, I was thinking there's lots of sky in all of this. There's lots of...
I wasn't getting sky at all. Where are you getting sky from?
I don't know. Maybe I'm weird.
Person that's doing the quiz, maybe. jokes about my own name. But that's not the answer, I'm afraid, Catherine. Although it's an interesting thing that you say. Would you like to hear what the third song actually was?
Go on, then.
Because you haven't yet. Memories take me back to all of the wildest times. You can't buzz. You've already tried.
Oh, well, never mind.
Okay. Here's clue number four.
I was pressing!
So was I.
Catherine.
No, I felt last time. Just the word back.
Not the word back.
Oh, can I buzz in for the one point?
Have a buzz.
Time.
No.
Oh!
No.
We are both useless at this one.
I'm being quite mean about this because you did so well in the earlier rounds. But let me tell you the names of the songs that you heard. The first song was One Direction, If I Could Fly. The second song...
Oh, it's going to be If, isn't
it? Enya,
or...
If I Could Be Where You Are.
Oh,
third song, Haim, If I Could Change Your Mind. And the fourth song, of course, Cher, If I Could Turn Back Time.
So we needed a bit of Telly Savalas in there. That would have got me.
Why is it that all I can think about is like if statements in Excel?
Because you're a nerd.
You're a nerd. but yeah, what I was looking for there was If I Could, because that's the first three words in the title of all of those songs. So no points there, I'm afraid, but very well done, generally, on the music round. Catherine leads.
If I could buzz in now.
You'd win what? On point, but at the moment, you wouldn't.
No, you'd win 0 points because it's over.
Yes, it's over. Fine. And at the end of that round, Catherine is in the lead with 5 points to 3.
Okay.
As we
that
go.
Round, you mean there's more?
Yes, there's more. It's the usual 3-round Game of Geeks, and we move into our new favourite WikiHow round, which is also new for Series 6. So there's a potential two points available here. Because I love those platforms where you can all share knowledge online. Did you know, for example, that there are at least 3 other businesses like show business? It's a fact for you there.
I thought there was no business like show business.
Turns out that's not true. I mean,
what are they?
I got that from encyclopedia.org, so it may be made up. But it is time for Kez and Catherine to guess what I am trying to do when I follow a guide...
Sorry, you said starting. Guess what I'm trying to do. I was like reading quiz questions.
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna switch your buzzer off until I finish
this
sentence.
Is there extra bonus points for guessing a thing before you've even given us a clue?
Sort of.
Well, then I just got points because I made
No, for guessing it right.
It's not an answer to a question. So, yes, it's time for Kez and Catherine to guess what I'm trying to do when I follow a guide from the website that features an article entitled How to Apply for a Marriage License in California, on which the third item is Come to California. You know, priorities. It's time for a round I'm calling Wiki How's Your Father? So the question is, I have five steps that I'm going to read out. What am I trying to do? 2 points if you get it, if you hit the nail on the head, and 1 point if you're in the vague area. Number one, measure and mark. Number two, find and mark studs. Number three, install and measure the cleat. I didn't even need to finish. Kez?
Are you putting on a horseshoe?
I'm not putting on a horseshoe.
Wait, are you updating Grindr? Because it also sounded like that.
Find and mark studs. No, I'm neither putting on a horseshoe nor updating Grindr. So I will read the last two clues for Catherine to pick up a potential bonus point. Number four, attach the cleat plate. Number five, hang and secure the thing.
Definitely Grindr.
Any ideas, Catherine?
I don't know. It sounds like cleat is something I should know what that is.
Can I have another guess?
It's not connected to anything in my brain.
I'm not going to give you a point, but you can have another guess.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Is it football boots?
It's not football boots.
Oh, is it sports boots?
It's not sports boots.
It sounds cleat. Horsey.
So I thought horsey.
Yeah, it sounds horsey. It sounds football booty. But what I'm actually trying to do is mount a headboard to a wall.
Huh. Football booty is my favourite phrase.
Football booty.
You like me some football booty.
Indeed.
Right. So no points there, I'm afraid. But
oh, no.
Yeah. That's how you mount a headboard to a wall, apparently. Please do have a look on WikiHow.
I need to get some points back. You're winning.
Yes. And I've just seen a message in the chat room from Ha Ha Jalapeno, because Kez and Catherine aren't allowed to look at the chat in case people try and help. But Ha Ha Jalapeno says, this whole segment just feels like an alternate universe where concert performances are gatecrashed by inept bagpipers.
Yes, that's what this is.
Yes. So
feels like that at this end too.
Final round is the wild card round, and this is one that we've had on Game of Geeks before. It's a bit of a quick fire round. I have 10 questions for you, and it's 5-word film plots.
Right, cool.
So I'm going to read some 5-word film plots, and I want you to buzz in and tell me what films I'm talking about. So, fingers on buzzers for this quick fire round. First one is Alien Wants a Phone Call.
Darn.
Just too slow there, Catherine. Kez.
E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Is the right answer. Next clue, a cowboy and an astronaut. Kez again.
Firefly, Serenity.
Not the right answer, I'm afraid. Ooh. Catherine, do you know?
There was a film just called Cowboys and Aliens, right? Or something like that.
Yeah, but I said a cowboy and an astronaut.
Yeah, that was yeah.
So, well, you know, why wouldn't... Well, an astronaut could
possibly be an
alien.
It's not the answer I've got written down. So no points there, I'm afraid. That was Toy Story.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Darn.
Next clue. Pocahontas, but with blue people. Kez buzzed about 12 times there.
Luckily, we didn't have to hear that bagpipe.
Yes.
Avatar.
Is the right answer. Okay. Next clue. Basketball, cartoon aliens, Bill Murray. You only need to press it once. Kez.
Space Jam.
Correct. Next clue. Child prodigy neglected by parents. Kez.
Oh, the
word's it's
gone.
Gone.
No.
I can't give you long, I'm afraid. Catherine, do you know? You did slam the buzzer quite hard.
Well, I thought I had an idea, and then I was like, no, that's rubbish.
Well, I can't
Amadeus
give you long.
Amadeus or something?
No, that's not the answer, I'm afraid. The answer I was looking for was Matilda.
Yeah.
This one, I think this one's probably quite an easy one, but legless reptiles on board an aircraft. Catherine, you need to work on your buzzer.
I should buzz
score.
For lols and then just hear the clue after I've buzzed, shouldn't I?
I can't advise you on strategy, but Kez, that is the right answer.
Well, yeah,
because
I was expecting that if I buzzed for lols, then Skylar would not then tell me the clue. So,
yeah, well, but somehow you still managed to buzz before me.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's because I knew the answer.
All right, next clue.
Goblin. So did I?
Next clue. Goblin King steals baby brother. says...
I knew it after the first two words for that one. Labyrinth. Mm-hmm.
Is the right answer, starring, of course, David Bowie. Next clue. Dude wanted his rug back. Oh, I stumped them. Kez.
Aladdin.
Good answer, but no, I'm afraid. Catherine, do you know? I feel like it's on the tip of your tongue. I can't give you long,
no.
I'm afraid.
No, you have to tell us.
Yes, so it might help you if I say the dude wanted his rug back. The answer I was looking for, The Big Lebowski.
Oh, no. That. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Fair enough. Next clue. TV reporter becomes God temporarily. Catherine.
Oh, darn. I think I might have buzzed Brett Manuel. that thing.
Yes, it is a film. I can give you that much information.
Oh.
I can't give you long. Kez seems to know. What
I think
it?
I know. Is it Ghostbusters 2?
Is it Ghostbusters 2?
Well, is she a TV reporter who then temporarily... No, never mind.
Nothing about Ghostbusters 2 fits with the words TV reporter becomes God temporarily. Catherine's probably going to...
With that guy in it.
Yes, yeah. With that guy in it.
Who's
no
really
points
fucking
labeled.
Annoying.
What was it?
We do apologise for Catherine's language there.
Well, Bruce Almighty, Evan Almighty.
Yes,
that's
one of those.
It's
Bruce.
One of the Almighties. Yeah, Bruce Almighty is the correct answer.
Because Evan's the one with the arc.
With the, yeah, that's right.
I've actually seen that one.
with the guy who, in Catherine's words, is really annoying.
Well, I guess
Jim
neither
Carrey.
Of us get the point for that.
Neither of you get the point. Bruce Almighty was the right answer.
In fact, I probably lose a point.
That thing!
Admirable, but no. Final clue. They robbed three casinos simultaneously.
Now I've got to get the right one.
Yes, you have. This is... Pick very carefully.
Ocean's 13.
Oh. You're off by two.
Ocean's 11!
I'm not going to give you that point, Kez, because that was quite obvious. But, the answer was Ocean's 11.
Or Ocean's 15, you know, if...
If you want to go that way.
I mean, they might, I'll have to wait and see on that one.
I'm going
to
give you half a point, but only because I know you can't win. But at the end of the quiz, frankly, based on past performance, incredible 8 points to 5.5.
Yes.
Take it away, Hattie.
This week's winner is...
That never normally happens.
It is a rarity on this show, I must say. But...
Seems like I'm going to be doing my own washing up.
Yes, you are. But
I'll
well done,
you. I'll do the drying. I'll be a good sports
nice.
Person.
I was going to get the hairdryer out.
Brilliant. Okay, I'm not.
Warms
I'm
the plates at the same time.
Nice.
Once you can just use them straight away again.
Yeah. Well, I only normally wash them up if I need them again.
That's gross and fair.
But well done, Kez, for winning this show. 8 points to 5. That puts you on 2 shows to 1.
Beautiful.
Mm. Yeah.
How geekly can these chronicles be? They're very geekly. The Geekly Chronicles. It's like crowdfunding without the funding or the crowd.
Listeners, that song was amazing.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
You know, like the kind of thing in the old 60s Batman series.
Yes. Now, it was very sad to learn last weekend that Adam West passed away.
Mm. Yeah, his brand of kind of camp superhero amazingness isn't something you'd get on the modern day Avengers.
That's Marvel.
Or the Justice League.
That's better.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I loved it.
Me too. I think there's a lot to be said for the hammier style of acting sometimes that Adam West brought to roles like Batman. I mean, can you imagine Ben Affleck in a Lycra jumpsuit dancing around on top of a fake shark?
I rarely think of anything else.
And now that you mention it, that's an image I can't quite get out of my head now either.
But last night, LA lit up a real-life bat signal in memory of Adam West, which was really lovely to see.
Nice.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
What else could we do to honour the legend of Adam West?
Well, I'm all for the Lycra back suit making a comeback.
A back suit?
A bat suit. I meant bat suit. I'm all for the Lycra bat suit making a comeback. I think it looked good in black and grey.
Mm-hmm.
Free Batmobiles for everyone.
Oh,
not bad.
Maybe like little Lego Batmobiles, because otherwise it'd be expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd settle for the ability to fly and have the laser vision.
That's Superman.
So's your mum.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
well, I'm really in the mood for some toast. Or maybe a crumpet, actually.
Crumpets. What's your favourite crumpet topping?
Kind of depends on my mood, really. I mean, sometimes I throw peanut butter and Marmite on top, which is like, gives you a really intense savoury hit. Yeah, my friend James got me onto that one, and it's so good. Other times, I melt a bit of cheese on there and go to town on that bad boy.
Wow.
Well, I think I'm more of a, you know, butter-only kind of person. I like to be able to taste the crumpetiness as well, rather than just, you know,
yeah, me too,
overshadowing.
Because you're clearly not having a healthy time of breakfast.
Who said that was breakfast food?
Fair point.
Although that does make me think. We should check in and see how BrekkieBot is doing. Skylar,
we should.
How are the Would You Fund It votes going? Are we ready to reveal a result yet?
BrekkieBot.
We are. Yes. I have counted the votes and verified them. And as we are almost at the end of the show, polls are now closed. And I can tell you with some certainty that BrekkieBot is funded,
yes,
with 100% of the audience vote.
That's incredible. I knew it. Oh, I see. I really want BrekkieBot.
Oh, yeah, me too. Congratulations to James for submitting this week's idea. Your mug and merch bundle is on its way to you now.
Indeed it is. And if you'd like us to bring your idea to life for a Would You Fund It and win some top geekly giveaways of your own, all you have to do is head over to gkly.co/fundit and hit the submit your idea button.
What? Nobody mentioned anyway. It's been a heck of a show.
Indeed it has.
Yes. Now, I know we love all of our features equally, but what's been your secret favourite bit of this week's show?
Oh, definitely the idea of a robot that can make me breakfast.
For me, it was hearing our amazing guest. What about you, Skylar?
Gamer Geeks, every time.
Well, it's just about time to say goodbye, actually. We're back for the next episode on Friday, the 30th of June.
By which time, I will have found a real-life robot to make me food and do my washing up.
I will have found someone who won't leave me for a robot.
Well, and I'll have had my breakfast and eaten it, too.
But until then, from me, Catherine.
From me, Kez.
And from me, Skylar.
Goodbye!
Bye.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to The Geekly Chronicles. Content was hastily flat-packed and assembled, disassembled and then reassembled again by Kestrel Guy and Skylar MacDonald and Catherine Robinson, who were also your hosts for today's show. This episode's special guest was Josh Quigley. The Geekly Chronicles is a Tiny Kettle production. Any reference to persons living or dead is quite frankly none of your business, and I shall thank you not to question it. Stay in vegetables, eat your school, and hang on a minute.
Da 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 da